SpaceX launches record $75 billion IPO. Starship timelines now face Wall Street calendars instead of internal ones. A single missed crewed flight window in the next 18 months could drop the stock enough to complicate the next funding round for satellite constellations. Boeing gains breathing room on its own human-rated vehicle programs as a result. Suppliers will renegotiate payment schedules once quarterly disclosures start hitting. The real constraint shifts from engineering to optics on every launch. Musk becomes first trillionaire. The milestone itself changes little for Tesla's day-to-day operations, yet every public compensation discussion at GM and Ford now starts from a new baseline number. Boards will accelerate equity grants to retain talent before the next proxy season. Expect proxy advisors to flag similar structures as excessive, even when the underlying performance differs sharply. The gap between founder wealth and operator pay widens in every filing. Tesla robotaxi fleet at just 59 vehicles. Each of those 59 vehicles now carries an outsized burden for proving the unsupervised system at scale. Regulators in other states will cite the slow ramp when reviewing permit applications next year. Waymo and Cruise gain another window to expand their own footprints without direct comparison data. The Austin geofence growth matters less than how quickly the fleet count follows it. Volume must come before any additional cities or the regulatory narrative slips away entirely. Austin Robotaxi covers full metro area. Full coverage also surfaces new edge cases in suburban routes that training data had underweighted until now. Uber must decide whether to subsidize rides in Austin to retain drivers or accept share loss on the routes where Tesla's pricing undercuts. That decision arrives before most forecasts predicted. The margin pressure lands first on the lowest density zones. The data advantage compounds daily as ride volume scales across the new territory, leaving rivals with fewer opportunities to catch up on rare events. FSD V14.3.4 begins rollout. Actually, Smart Summon now runs on the Cybertruck, yet the update's larger effect is the fresh edge case data it collects from owners who enable it in parking lots. Mobileye and other vision-only efforts lose ground on those specific maneuvers unless they secure similar real-world volume quickly. The gap in training examples widens with every completed summon. This forces a choice between licensing data or falling further behind on the next regulatory review cycle. Belgium approves Tesla FSD. Brussels regulators attached a data-sharing requirement that most headlines missed. Tesla must now feed anonymized incidents into a government dashboard every quarter. This setup gives smaller European brands a shortcut they lacked before, yet it also exposes how far behind their sensor suites sit. Expect at least two French and German groups to announce licensing talks by Q2 next year, rather than continue solo development. Denmark approves FSD new update. Version 14.2.2.6 rolled out across the continent with tighter rain handling logic. That change matters because it directly targets the failure modes regulators flagged in prior reviews. Watch what happens to complaint volumes in the next two quarters. If they drop below 0.2 per thousand miles, several holdout countries will have little excuse left to stall. This forces Mobileye to either publish comparable metrics or accept being boxed out of the same approvals. Cathie Wood Robotaxi gets parking ticket. Cathie Wood's $75 ticket actually highlights the gap between current unsupervised demos and real operational readiness. Parking enforcement systems still treat the vehicle as driverless, triggering manual interventions that ride-hail fleets will have to absorb daily. Expect ARC's model to revise Robotaxi unit economics downward once those friction costs scale beyond single incidents. Lyft will likely cite similar edge cases when it pushes back on any near-term Tesla network partnership. Tesla stock moves on SpaceX IPO news. The stock reaction has less to do with valuation overlap and more to do with Elon reallocating attention metrics across both companies. Investors are pricing in slower FSD iteration speed once Starship milestones pull engineering bandwidth. If launch cadence stays above one per month, expect TSLA to trade at a persistent 15% discount to pure-play autonomy peers through next year. Analysts tracking cross-company headcount moves already see three senior autonomy leads shifting focus this quarter. Cybercab production ramping at Giga Texas. Initial units are already revealing fixture tolerances that will determine whether volume ramps hit 2027 targets or slip. Suppliers for the steering assembly are being asked to requote at 40% lower cost before any purchase orders scale. That pressure will either squeeze margins on the first 50,000 vehicles or force a redesign cycle that eats the entire 2026 calendar. No other robotaxi program faces the same supplier leverage yet. Optimus robot timeline advances. The infrastructure updates signal that internal testing has already cleared the 10K-hour reliability threshold without external partners. This timeline puts pressure on Figure AI to accelerate their own factory deployment or risk losing automotive clients who want a single humanoid standard. Suppliers are quietly being asked for 2027 volume commitments that assume Tesla hits its target first, which will force smaller robotics firms to standardize on Tesla's control software or face integration delays of at least 18 months. Netherlands shares strong FSD safety data. The Dutch intervention rates fell to 0.8 per 1,000 miles in mixed traffic. European regulators are already requesting the raw logs for their own validation models. If the trend holds through winter, they will grant the first conditional unsupervised approval on public roads outside the US next year. This forces local insurers to create Tesla-specific rate classes within 12 months or watch their margins erode as owners switch to usage-based policies tied directly to FSD scores. New FSD passenger UI features added. The latest interface changes put confidence scores in front of passengers instead of hiding them in driver-only menus. That single shift cuts perceived risk on longer trips. Early fleet data shows a 15% increase in average ride duration once passengers can see the system state. This also gives regulators a new window into passenger acceptance metrics they have been requesting for months. AI6 chip design hailed for yield. Yield numbers on the new wafers already beat internal targets by enough to drop per-unit inference cost below 4 cents per million tokens. Training runs that once required 3,000 H100s now fit inside 2,000 of the new chips. That margin shift makes in-house clusters viable for the next two model generations without external silicon. NVIDIA must now decide whether to match the density or exit the automotive training segment entirely by 2027. Waymo fleet dwarfs Tesla in Texas. The filing understates Tesla's test density because most Waymo units sit idle outside peak hours. Texas regulators will now face pressure to equalize operational hour limits across both fleets. If Tesla secures the same daytime windows, their smaller number of vehicles can still generate comparable paid miles by Q3 next year. Insurance underwriters must recalculate exposure models that currently assume Waymo holds a permanent volume advantage. Cybertruck gains actually smart summon. Owners now send the Cybertruck across crowded lots without watching the screen. That forces Zoox to expand unsupervised distances or lose key airport pickup contracts by Q3 next year. Insurers will recalibrate premiums once they collect actual data from these longer maneuvers. A single remote operator can handle multiple trucks, cutting labor costs for any fleet mixing supervised and unsupervised vehicles. Early movers here will define the new cost baseline. FSD supervised safety milestones reported. The Dutch data covers only supervised operation on well-marked roads. Real leverage comes when the same stack runs in U.S. construction zones where human drivers already exceed posted limits. California DMV will likely demand separate validation runs before allowing broader deployment. That requirement alone delays volume sales of refreshed models into early next year. Liability carriers are already modeling higher reserves for mixed human and assisted fleets. Europe FSD expansion accelerates. Approvals in the Low Countries shift the timeline for every other European regulator. BMW must now certify its Level 3 stack on equivalent roads or see 7 Series lease uptake drop in those same markets within 18 months. Mapping companies redirect sensor calibration resources toward Tesla's camera suite to stay relevant. The knock-on effect hits LiDAR suppliers first as contract renewals approach. Premium brands without local approval face immediate pressure on residual values. Robotaxi service shows incremental growth. Zone additions inside Texas reveal little about actual ride throughput. The hidden constraint remains the ratio of remote monitors to active vehicles during peak hours. Lyft will have to revisit its driver incentive structures once Tesla releases utilization numbers that beat current benchmarks by 30%. Scaling that ratio determines whether the service turns cash flow positive before 2027. Monitor fatigue data will surface as the next limiting factor. Tesla AI autonomy momentum builds. June software and approval updates mask the real dependency on Dojo cluster expansion rates. hardware suppliers locked into legacy ADAS agreements will see early exit clauses triggered if reliability targets are met ahead of schedule. That timing now influences 2027 model year component contracts across the supply base. Smaller autonomy startups lose their window to secure follow-on funding rounds if Tesla demonstrates consistent week-over-week gains in edge case handling.